Morning, Maggie. Firstly, thank you very much for taking part in this discussion. Could we start by asking how does MTU's sustainable strategy reflect national commitments under Ireland's Climate Action Plan and the UN Sustainable Development Goals?
Yeah, good morning, Brian. It's lovely to speak to you and great to have the opportunity to discuss MTU's sustainability strategy. Our strategy aligns directly with Ireland's Climate Action Plan. When we look at the targets there for our national plan, is to be carbon neutral by 2050. And one of the strategic objectives in our sustainability strategy is to be net zero by 2045. So we're on a very similar ambitious target by way of trajectory. And our strategy really sets out actions on a whole suite of endeavours. When we think about a university and the broad base of activities in a university, we really need to look at everything that we do. So there's actions by way of our energy and our travel, procurement, biodiversity, everything round education. And I think it's also key to say about the UN SDGs and really using those as a framework, and obviously they feature really clearly in Ireland's Climate Action Plan. And there's four specific SDGs that are really relevant to MTU in our sustainability plan. SDG 4 is about quality education, and that's exactly what we're all about at MTU. 9 is about innovation, and I think one of the strengths of the technological universities is around innovation and entrepreneurship. And I think that technological innovation is going to be a key aspect to us as a nation and a race actually achieving our sustainability targets. 13, SDG 13 is obviously climate action itself. And 17 is partnership. And I think the piece on collaboration and being able to learn from others and to work together to really achieve synergistic benefits is fundamentally important. So you asked me a simple question about how does our sustainability strategy at MTU really relate to Ireland's Climate Action Plan, and I think there's really clear resonance there in the two.
So how does MTU's approach differ from initiatives in other universities and higher education institutions? And would you say that MTU is leading the way? And if so, how?
So there's, I think one of the really key aspects at MTU and something to emphasise is that our approach is not just about one about compliance. Compliance is obviously really important. We've spoken about Ireland's, Climate Action Plan. And I think what's really important is to make sure that we embed all of our activities in our sustainability strategy in all of the aspects of what we do. So it's about having it core to the education, to the teaching and learning, to the research, to the innovation, to our estate and our procurement, and really thinking about that centrality of sustainability. We're taking what we're describing as a living lab approach, and I think that's a really key difference in our strategy. So it's really about using the university as a living lab model and turning our university into a test bed of sustainability solutions. So I think that's fundamentally important. I've mentioned that that's involved in our research and our innovation and in our teaching, our partnerships and our operations. And that means that, I mean, this has to be a whole community endeavour. It's everyone's responsibility. So it's really making sure that there's opportunities for our students and our staff, for those with whom we collaborate, to really co-create solutions and really test them on our campuses and test them and how effective are they, so that things can then be expanded from there. So it's that real, I think a really key aspect of the technological universities is that commitment to regions. We're really mindful of our responsibility to our regions, and we work really closely with employers and with industry all across the Southwest region in the case of MTU. So I think that really helps open up local opportunities for us to work with local organisations, with employers, to learn from them and then to learn from us. So really that co-production to make sure that we can have positive impact. We always think at MTU about our global ambitions, and I'm really adamant that the best way we can serve the region and serve locally is to have global ambitions. So those are just some differences in the approach we are taking at MTU. We have established a sustainability centre, and I think that's really important that we have, this whole issue of sustainability and climate change is championed at the university executive level, and I think that's a really important signal. We're taking what you might describe as a hub and spoke approach. So with a sustainability centre, that's great to have a centre that you can really drive and lead out on everything that we do. Importantly, that collects all the data that we need and really makes sure that we're meeting our targets and our metrics and shares those and communicates those. We have a sustainability project coordinator, steering committee, and then when I'm talking about the spokes, I mean that we on the campuses we have action groups, we have sustainability champions in our faculties. So it's that designing things to make sure that all of the activities ripple through everything that we do. And one really important point I would want to emphasize, we are a multi-campus university, we're a really broad-based university. And I think that's a huge advantage because then we can learn and really bring different disciplines together through the innovation. One of our campuses is the National Maritime College of Ireland, a national facility. So we're an island nation. Sometimes we are a bit sea blind, I would say, where we might look into the land and we realize we're an island nation and we have this amazing resource. And everyone who goes offshore is trained through the National Maritime College of Ireland. And there we have huge potential, and we're really key stakeholders in making sure that we can provide all of the skills that are going to be needed as we move to offshore renewable energy. And that's a really key strength of MTU. I mentioned about the partnerships and collaboration, and that's something that we're very passionate about. So we're very well aware of all the skills and the facilities and the knowledge that we have of maritime systems through NMCI. But with the full strength and breadth of subjects across MTU, really working together and beyond MTU, we work closely and collaborate with UCC and with the ETBs in Kerry and Cork. So there to think about the whole skills pipeline over time that's going to be needed as we transition from fossil fuels to renewable energy, and the offshore renewable energy is huge potential for Ireland.
Absolutely. Higher education has a unique dual role, preparing graduates for the future and directly influencing society through research and innovation. How is MTU balancing these responsibilities in a way that advances climate action and sustainable development, both locally and nationally?
Brian, I think it's really important, the responsibility that we have for our students to make sure that our graduates are future ready. And that is something that we pay a lot of attention to at MTU. So we pay attention there by working with employers to make sure that we're providing the skills that our students need at the time and then our graduates. And then everything that I've spoken about embedding that sustainability and the SDGs into every program across our faculties. Really helps to make sure that our students are graduating with the knowledge that they need, and really importantly, that mindset that they need to continue once they've graduated to help lead in that changing world. So all of our students, regardless of the discipline, all of our students are offered sustainability-focused learning. There's a Sustainability 101 badge. and curriculum integration of real world sustainability challenges. And I see lots of that actually play out very clearly in our students and how our students are thinking. One of the things we do at MTU is called the Innovation Challenge. And organisations come in with perhaps a product or a service that they currently have, and they ask our students, pose a problem to the students. They're very multidisciplinary teams. The engineers come together with the marketing students, with the graphic designers, whatever different combinations come together, and the students come up with solutions. And often the students are volunteering additional, benefits to think about. If you actually, we've answered your question, but if you did this, then the product would be more sustainable. If we did it this way, then people have more information on how to make the product or the services more sustainable. So it's really fantastic to see that really come alive, and that knowledge and mindset and approach already really obvious in our students. So there's that piece. That's one example I'm giving you, but it's that practiced informed teaching, that way of learning. And the thing that I mentioned was about the living lab, and I think that's really important because we can think of the living lab, whether that's a piece of research, whether that's some teaching and learning or innovation with our students, and how students and staff and external collaborators can really work on real world sustainability using our campuses as a test bed, and really having that bridge then out, beyond the academy to make sure that things are being implemented and having really positive impact.
Okay, so as the sector confronts crises around housing, how does MTU ensure that its sustainability efforts also addresses these interconnecting social challenges?
Yeah, I think something to be really clear on, I think as we're all facing challenges on sustainability, is it's complex, and we really acknowledge and view sustainability through a social lens. And all of our activities are really striving to make sure that the actions benefit all members of the university. So that's some examples of the endeavours we have. Is we have initiatives like universal design. So to design things from first principles, if you're designing a new course, are you sure that that is absolutely accessible to everyone? So rather than having a bolt-on or a modification, be universal in your design from the very first step. Working to provide sensory spaces for students and staff, mindful that different people interact with the environment in a different way and have different needs. Really making sure we can do everything we can to provide well-being supports for our students. And you mentioned accommodation, and of course, affordable accommodation is so important. It's so important for sustainability. And reducing commuting. It's important for the whole student experience, for a student to be at university, to be able to have that choice, an affordable choice, to then stay in accommodation with other learners and really benefit from that full experience and make sure that they can make the most of all the opportunities that are afforded to them. So I fully understand all of the concerns that students and their families have around student accommodation. Housing, as we know, is a national issue. It's a major local issue as well. And we would want to do everything we possibly can to make the students' experience as smooth as possible. In the programme for government, the recent programme for government, there was provision for a borrowing framework for the technological universities. It's actually part of the TU Act 2018. And we would really welcome that borrowing framework being enacted specifically for student accommodation. So we are doing all the preparatory work that we can at this stage, but that borrowing framework and that mechanism or a mechanism has to be put in place for the provision of accessible
Sure.
affordable housing for our students. I really think our daughters and our sons deserve it, just as I believe that they deserve a world-class education.
Course they do. I believe that MTU has generated close to $1 billion of economic impact since its establishment, while also playing a vital role in regional access to education and Ireland's international reputation. How does sustainability fit into these broader, that broader picture of economic and social impact within higher education?
So we were really delighted to publish our first economic and social impact study as MTU. We published that early this year in January, and that covered 22 to 23. So you're right, we were close to $1 billion. And I think there we are absolutely contributing to Ireland's reputation internationally for third level education. When we think about that regional aspect, some of the information that we gathered from the economic and social impact study from the questionnaire, 5% of the respondents said that they would have been very unlikely to go to college, go to university if MTU didn't exist. And 7% indicated that they would have gone to college outside of Ireland if MTU didn't exist. So I think that really speaks to that one really key aspect of that regional provision of the technological universities. So from the economic impact, large amount of that was on our teaching and learning, 574 million. 343 million was through university and student expenditure, 44 in research, and 18 in international students. So really, really positive. It was done by an external organization, so it was a an objective look at ourselves, and it was actually the most conservative approach. There's other financial impact on a region beyond that from our university, but there's the what's really straightforward to measure, but we know that it's actually a larger impact than that. We all know that there's uncertainty in terms of geopolitical situations, everything that we're facing. With global challenges and our sustainability. So I think to really future-proof our economy and ensure the well-being of everyone in our society, that access to education and that access to regional education, I think has taken on a renewed importance. So fundamentally important what the TUs are providing.
Finally, there's growing recognition that sustainability in higher education must be about as much about equity and inclusion as it is about environmental outcomes. How do you see that playing out across the whole technological university sector?
Yeah, I think, Brian, it's part of that looking at things through a social lens and really being welcoming to the full diversity of humanity. And MTU is a leading university in EDI, and we will continue to strive and not relax until we have the full diversity of humanity within our walls. And I think when we set out our university strategy, our strategic plan, we had pillars, sort of themes, and we also had what we described as strategic enablers. And we described them as strategic enablers because they were so fundamentally important, they would cut across all aspects of an endeavour. Sustainability was one of those, and EDI was another, to make sure that we paid attention to them in everything that we do. Our EDI policy was approved in December 24. And it really underscores the commitment that we have at MTU to embedding EDI across educational and professional experiences for our staff and students. Excuse me. Really making sure that our community is representative of all sections of society, and importantly, that each member of MTU community feels completely safe, feels respected and valued to be themselves and to be the best value, the best version of themselves. Excuse me, I have a tickle. So we've really led out on a huge number of initiatives. We have our Athena Swan, MTU-wide Bronze Award. I've mentioned Universal Design, and that's really all about building that inclusive approach to education, to have that really inclusive environment. We have an inclusive curriculum toolkit that was devised and developed as part of a big EnTutor collaboration. That's when all the technological universities we're working together, a really great example of collaboration right across the sector, and we were key sponsors on that inclusive curriculum aspect. We celebrate diversity and really call it out at every possible opportunity. International Women's Day, we were the first university in Ireland to have Code Red for period dignity, a really important initiative there. We're the first university in Ireland to sign the White Ribbon Charter, really speaking out against any gender-based violence, working with the Men's Network Ireland on that. We have traveller community initiatives. So really passionate about diversity and, as I say, really taking every opportunity to call out the importance of that diversity and how MTU really welcomes the diversity, because that's when we have the full strength in our decision making, when we understand problems from a whole range of perspectives.
Well, listen, Professor Musette, I am excited even talking to you about the dynamic of how you are actually approaching the whole sustainability agenda there. And I just welcome the opportunity to speak to you. And I hope that our discussion this morning informs those of us who are viewing it about what an exciting place. And I'm sure it will motivate many young people and people of all ages to consider MTU as a destination for their studies, both now and in the future. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you very much, Brian. I really enjoyed discussing our sustainability strategy and to see a bit more about MTU. There's fantastic opportunities here, as you've just said. Thank you.
Very much.